Hi, this is a dictation for Amber Cook, A-M-B-E-R, C-O-O-K. Amber Cook is being seen today for her various symptoms that are allegedly arising out of an accident on August 30th, 2022. The date of accident is August 30th, 2022. And the patient was a restaurant driver who collided with a she rear-ended a car in front of her. Her son was traveling and her sister, apparently the accident caused her headache and no symptom of TBI, but she started having pain in the upper shoulders bilaterally with both the with across pain, and also in the left trapezius area, all the entire upper and lower back on the right side, and pain in the lower back and left hip with headaches, which are now 6. The lower back pain is 5. Middle back pain on the right, as well as upper back pain on the right, is 8. And due to the spasm of the right trapezius muscle, the pain across in the upper shoulder region is around 6. There's no radiation of pain to the legs or the arms. No finger involvement is reported, and no other issues are reported. She has a trouble walking, and she can walk up to half a block without pain. Sitting and standing is painful, and sleeping 5 to 6 hours only. She has a pain level overall around 7, and ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Work is affected 7, sleep is affected 5. In the system review, patient reports that she's improved 30% so far. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headaches that are around 6, and they are 1 or 2 times per day, not associated with the light. Difficulty sleeping and anxiety and loss of memory is reported. However, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, vision problem, memory loss, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the lower back and pain in the lower back, as well as in the middle upper back, pain on the right side due to the spasm of the entire trapezius muscle. She has pain across into the possibly both shoulders. And hip pain is reported on the left side. In the GI, patient has nausea but denies vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse none, compliance history. Full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination, blood pressure is 136 over 92, pulse is 94, pulse oxygen is 100. The rest of the exam is from the template, which is from the previous visit of 9/19/2022. Dictation number is 0920-120. Kindly bring out the general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Since the patient has a severe spasm of the entire trapezius muscle on the right side, along with trigger points, patient was advised to try some injections. Infrared heat, that she didn't want it. We suggested Lux on Lux program with the photomodulation. However, she does have a tense unit that she can use. She's on order for physical therapy that she's doing 3 times per week, as well as continued medication. Muscle relaxers have been provided. Headache medicines are provided to her, and a new prescription for Tylenol, codeine, and furosemide were provided. The patient was advised to take no Celebrex or Motrin due to her diabetes. And other than that, she is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. We advise her that she should continue at least a chiropractor or an acupuncturist to bring some additional help. And we will review her case in a month's time, and then we'll go from there. Thank you very much.